Om Shanti. Book was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan on 11 December 2025 and Shashidevi will now be sharing the Bhog message. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that a variety of children were already with Baba. Baba was giving everyone very loving drishti. And the return of everyone's love and greetings. After a few seconds, Baba asked all the children, just as a father asks about the children, how are they doing? Baba then asked the children there, along with the father, you children are companions in this task of world renewal. So, is everyone's task carrying on well? So the children start replying, yes, Baba. Some of them said, yes, Baba, everything is going fine. And some children started saying, we're engaged in this kind of efforts. And we're creating new plans for the new world. And then some children say, we are making efforts to reach our stage of perfection. So it was as though everyone was presenting their chart in front of Baba. Each child had a large sheet of paper in front of them, and on it was written their individual efforts, their plans for service, etc. So that was the form that was visible. So as the children were bringing their plans in front of Baba, some had created new plans. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. So as they came in front of Baba, their paper became absolutely plain. So they were confused and they say, Baba, I had prepared all this plan, but it disappeared. So Baba said, look closely at your paper. There were other children also who had prepared their plans just out of show. So there were a lot of circles on their paper, but nothing was very clear. There wasn't clarity in their plans. So there were very few children on whose paper were just dots that represented their plans, their clear vision for the new world. So Baba told the children to look at their papers, their plans closely. Baba then said, Baba wants to see the plan where you are making efforts to reach your inner original stage and creating the new world. So let your inner stage be so powerful, so clear. So Baba wasn't seeing that in the children's plans. So the more you stabilize yourself in your inner stage and remember the responsibility that you've received for world transformation, it'll be visible in your plans as well. Baba then said, the children are making good efforts. However, sometimes there's something lacking in being humble instruments, seeing yourself as an instrument. Baba is the one who's carrying out everything through us. So the children forget the karan karavan har, and they only focus on what they're doing. And they think whatever I'm doing is the most elevated, it is the highest. You have to do what is elevated, what is good, but always maintain the awareness of the karan karavan har, the one who is inspiring you to do. There were some children's pages that had dots on it. So Baba explained what those dots were. The dots represent Baba being your companion. In every task, at every moment, you have to learn how to apply the full stop. Cross by all the things of the past. Then you can create a stage where you're detached and loving while performing every task, and you will attain success and lightness. I also saw Baba today in the form of a teacher. Baba was a bit strict, a bit firm today. Baba then continued saying, Baba has showered a lot of love on the children and giving them cautionings and teachings, but Baba's form is also that of being a firm, a strict teacher. Children have to pay special attention to attaining their own stage of completion, perfection, and to glorify the Father. The teacher has taught us so much, he continues to teach us so much, but some children don't pay good attention to all this. As the teacher, Baba wishes to see that every child passes with honors. This is the attention of any teacher on their students. Baba isn't saying anything for the third form of the teacher, of the father, that is, of Sadguru, that will come automatically according to time. The third stage, third form of the father, will bring on revelation of the father, but also the stage of being the Supreme Justice, Dharamraj. So without informing anyone, without any notice, without saying anything, that third form will come in front of your children. So you children have to pay special attention to all that you attain from the father. The teacher will also become more strict according to the time. Presently the teacher is now also siding with the children and supporting them, but as the children progress, each child will be responsible for their own spiritual efforts, and when that result is revealed, then the children will experience the return of their efforts. Baba was also showering the children with a lot of love today, but with that love, Baba was reminding the children, from the time you became Baba's child, Baba has merged you in his heart, but you children have to also merge him in your hearts. Pay attention to the task that you receive from the Father of becoming perfect, of glorifying the Father, and thirdly, of passing with honors. So that you don't have to think about anything at the end, you shouldn't have any other thoughts at the end. Baba gave the children a lot of love. I then placed the bhog in front of Baba Dada. Baba accepted the bhog, but then Baba said, Baba is going to feed the children the bhog, but along with that, Baba is making the children make a promise today. What is that promise? We will never get distracted by matters here and there, inside scenes. We'll always focus on Baba's task of making ourselves perfect and complete, and then of glorifying the Father in the world, revealing the Father in the world. We'll spread rays of love throughout the world so that they also feel that God is listening to their calls, and they will also feel that the new world is coming soon. So before Baba fed the children the bhog, Baba said, you children have to fulfill this homework, complete this homework, make this promise. Promise this to yourself. And along with the promise, you also have to engage in spiritual efforts. So the children then said, Baba, yes, we will do this homework. So Baba said, always be successful in your whatever thoughts you have and make progress. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children. There were some who had sent special messages and remembrances to Baba. Baba also gave love in return to all these souls. I then returned. Om Shanti.